Hill Street Soul is pretty popular with R&B fans in the United Kingdom, but the duo hasn't gotten a lot of attention in the United States, at least not yet. Vocalist Hilary Mwelwa was born in Zambia but moved to the UK as a child. She and her musical partner Victor Redwood Sawyer just released their third album of R&B and soul. It's called Black Rose. Recently, Hilary sat down to tell us about growing up in London and how that shaped her life and her music, plus what lies ahead.
Growing up in the UK, I remember it was really a mixture of like just generally pop music, because unlike the US, the charts over here is kind of a mishmash of everything, really. So you kind of would hear someone like Luther Vandross to the Eurythmics or, you know, Blondie. So it was definitely a variety of music that, you know, I was exposed to.
When you think about the sound that you have, I mean, there's a sound sometimes that you hear with British soul, whether it's black artists, white artists, whatever. There's a certain approach to contemporary and even avant-garde soul that I think you hear a lot more with British artists than American artists. Do you perceive a difference between kind of soul coming out of the UK and soul coming out of the US?
Yeah, I think there is actually. I mean, maybe not so much now, but I do feel, you know, kind of the more artists from a little bit way back when, like, you know, Loose Ends and Soul to Soul, definitely had a definitive sound that you didn't really hear coming out of the, you know, US, and that's what kind of made it very British. But I do feel like a lot of the up and coming British artists now, because we tend to look to the US for soul and R&B, and a lot of them do. I guess they try to kind of mimic what's going on over there. So it's not as defined. But, you know, my kind of influences were people like, you know, the Loose Ends and what have you from over here. So I do feel that, yeah, probably I'm kind of more in tune with, you know, what they were doing. And maybe that has kind of filtered into my music as well.
I got a question. When you open your eyes and see the sunrise, are you strengthened? Is there a tear in your eye? Is life a sad song? Or a sweet lullaby like the birds in the sky? Is it all wrong? Where has the love gone? Hold on. So I write my worries in the sand. All my troubles that life demands. I wash my worries. Wash away, wash away.
Let's talk through some of the songs on your album. You're working with Victor Redwood Sawyer.
And yes.
And how do you guys work? For example, on a song, Don't Forget the Ghetto, how did you guys combine your talents to make that song?
Well, in that particular song, I mean, the song was already written, i.e. the lyrics and the melody, you know, was already there. In that sort of situation, Victor will listen to what I'm singing and how I'm singing it, and then he will kind of start vibing off that and start kind of coloring the lyrics and, you know, the melody of the song and putting his kind of creative input into it. So that's really how that song came about. It was very much here's a song and, you know, the melody's already there, and then Victor just kind of did his thing around it.
What's the song about?
Well, Don't Forget the Ghetto is just really talking about human beings in general, whether it's just like, you know, your everyday person on the street, or, you know, politicians as well, you know, in the sense of sometimes when we progress in life and are in a better situation than other people, we kind of tend to forget where we come from and become detached from, you know, the kind of your roots, as it were. So it's just kind of like a little sort of poking, having fun, poking at, you know, whoever, just saying, you know, okay, fine, you're doing good in life, you're getting on, we're happy for you, but, you know, don't forget those that you left behind, or, you know, don't forget your roots and where you came from.
Wherever you go, don't forget the ghetto, just to let you know. Big man twiddling your toe. Don't forget the ghetto. 'Cause that's a no-no.
In another song, the title track, Black Rose, you sing an English rose singing soul music gets praised for it. A black rose singing soul music gets no love for it. Some people say that this is a reference to the success of Amy Winehouse. First of all, is that true? And secondly, what is the reference?
The reference is, yeah, it is actually talking about the state of the, you know, the UK music industry. It's not directly at Amy Winehouse, but it's just using artists like her as an example. Because I actually think that, you know, apart from, you know, obviously she's got a lot of personal issues, but as an artist, she's very talented and therefore deserves to be, you know, have that platform, you know, showcasing her talent. But what I tend to find over here is that more attention is paid to artists like Amy, and you know, we've got a lot more now actually because of Amy getting signed and, you know, getting out there, people like Adele, Duffy, you know, so there's like a long list of artists of that type getting the machinery behind them, getting signed, getting, you know, getting the props. Black female artists in the UK don't really get the same recognition, and that's what that song's really talking about. It's not me, it's not nothing to do with saying they, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to sing, and if they want to do soul music, I think it's great, because, you know, music is universal, is meant for everybody, so I really don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is you know, just a lot more attention is paid to artists like that as opposed to, you know, myself, because there's, you know, I could name loads of them over here that should be out, you know, should be getting the same kind of praise and don't. And I'm just baffled at that.
Now, you do get your props. Vibe magazine said that your rich, velvety voice warms the inside like a spot of tea. Do you generally try to read the reviews?
Or I do, actually.
You
yeah,
do?
I think it's good. You know, I think it's a good thing. I mean, obviously, you're not always going to hear what you want to hear, but, you know, it's all part and parcel of growing up and just kind of like taking things on board, whether, you know, it's really down to you whether you want to, you know, take a lot of what they say on board. But I actually enjoy reading it, and I don't expect every review to be glowing or anything like that, but I think it's important to kind of know what people, you know, feel and think about your music out there.
In your eyes will be the greatest song to celebrate, stay true to you.
This is a little bit of a digression, but there are so many people who are African Brits or African Americans in the sense of having immigrated from Africa or having parents who did. And I think that there's a moment in time in the U.S., in part because you have a Barack Obama, where people are saying, oh, well, yeah, there's all these different flavors of blackness. How does that play into your work at all?
I don't think I'm affected by that as such, because I kind of am originally, you know, I was born in Zambia, so I am African first and foremost.
But you came over so young.
Yeah, came over when I was really young. So obviously, you know, growing up in the, you know, British environment, I've absorbed a lot of their culture, you know, because it's just a natural thing. You kind of, you hang out with, you know, the local, you know, people from the UK or whatever. So naturally you're going to pick up a lot of their habits and their ways. But, you know, first and foremost, I always sort of see myself as, you know, African. And I know, well, my parents will never let me forget that anyway, you know, because we had all the kind of our culture and just general kind of grounding, you know, that installed in us at a very young age. So I've always kind of carried that with me anyway, as I've progressed in life. But I always look at it as, you know, an advantage, really, because I've had the privilege of experiencing, you know, my African culture and life, and you know, and I've had the opportunity obviously of experiencing being British and, you know, growing up in the UK, and now I'm, you know, experiencing kind of some of the flavors of the US. So I always look at it like, you know, it's a positive thing.
All right, Hillary, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
That was Hillary Mwelwa of Hill Street Soul. The duo recently released an album called Black Rose.